From the way Democrats are talking about Republican reforms to Obamacare, you'd think the party of Lincoln was going house to house murdering people. Hillary Clinton tweeted that if Republicans pass this bill, they're the death party.
These cuts are blood money. People will die.
Elizabeth Warren called the Republican health care bill blood money that's being used to pay for tax cuts with American lives. In reality, the GOP isn't even coming close to following through on its promise to repeal and replace Obamacare. If it did, it might actually save lives, increase quality, and bring prices down. The plans put forth by House and Senate Republicans, which are supported by President Donald Trump, keep in place the worst elements of the Affordable Care Act.
This is the closest we will ever get to repealing and replacing Obamacare.
The House bill, for instance, replaces Obamacare subsidies with refundable tax credits, meaning the government would still pay people to buy insurance. Though it wouldn't require people to get insured, it does impose a penalty for dropping coverage that amounts to the same thing. The Senate bill, in the words of Reason's Peter Suderman, is just Obamacare, but less of it.
The bill that they have created is Obamacare, but in Donald Trump's words, mean. It's a dysfunctional version of Obamacare that basically says we don't have a theory of our own, we just don't like this, and so we're going to do less of it.
Like the House bill, it requires that insurers accept all applicants, regardless of pre-existing conditions, and limits their ability to charge more for sicker patients. The real problem with both bills is that they don't challenge Obamacare's central premise, which is the idea that the federal government should micromanage medical insurance markets.
You were a schemer. You had plans. And look where that got you.
Neither bill would increase the supply of health care by relaxing licensing requirements or getting rid of state laws that allow existing hospitals to bar new entrants into the market. These rules are one reason healthcare facilities tend to stay open no matter how poorly they serve their patients. Neither bill would challenge the tax codes that encourage us to buy insurance for even routine healthcare costs, meaning patients don't even see the bills for routine procedures like throat cultures and blood tests. Until providers are forced to compete on costs, the market forces that bring down prices and raise quality in every other sector will remain stillborn. The GOP bills represent not just a failure of nerve, but a failure of vision to implement policies that might just deliver 21st century healthcare for us all.